Today's shir is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich in honor of the old daf Magide shir.
Okay, we are on daf Samach Ches Amid Beis. Samach Ches Amid Beis, daf Samach Ches, we'll get to in a few minutes. Just one thought related to yesterday that I said I would start with. That is, yesterday we discussed Shlomo HaMelech and his dealings with the Shamir, that he needed the Shamir to be able to build the Mikdash, to cut the stones. So therefore he got Ashmudai and he got the Sar of the Yam, and that dealt with how he got the Shamir. If you look, the Ein Yaakov had noted, why would the demons have the Shamir and know where the Shamir is? Because they were created Bein Hashmashos. If you look at the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the fifth parak, says the Mishnah, Asar Dvarim Nivru Bein Hashmashos. There were 10 items that were created Bein Hashmashos. Piha Aretz, Piha Be'er, the mouth of the Aretz, meaning where Korach got swallowed up. Piha Be'er, with the Be'er that traveled with Bnei Yisrael. Piha Aton, the mouth that spoke to Bilam. The Mon, the Keshes, according to some, which is like a question that Mufarshim deal with, isn't that a natural phenomenon, the rainbow, or did it only come in the time of Noach? So what do you mean it was created already? But also on the list is the Shamir, right, the Hashamir, and Yeshua Manafa Mazikin. So the Rambam on that Mishnah Pirkei Avos has a Yesod. The Rambam says, I've already mentioned in Shmona Prakim, his Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, and I'll mention it again, that Shebetchilas Asiyas Hadvarim Nitan Betivam Sheyasa Behem Kol Mashenase. Says the Rambam, we think usually that there's something called Nes. What does Nes mean? Hashem changes nature at a certain point in history for a greater good. Water usually flows downstream, but at Kriyas Yamsuf, Kodesh Baruch Hu had to say, water's going to split. The sun usually rises and sets normally, but in the times of Yeshua, the times of Moshe, so the sun had to stop. Says the Rambam, that would reflect an imperfection in creation. Hashem has to change something? Hashem didn't create a perfect world? It can't be that something happens in the middle of the history of the world. But rather, says the Rambam, really? Every nace that's ever going to happen in the history of the world was pre-programmed during Ma'aseh Bereishis. And what does that mean? It means Hashem put it into the nature of water, that the nature of water usually should flow downstream, but at this point in history, the natural state of water should be, the water should split. That's natural. The Rambam says here, Shebetchilas Asiyas Hadvarim, when Hashem made them, Nitan Betivam Sheyaseh Behem Kol Mashenase. He put into their nature everything that they'll do for the rest of history. Bein Shehaya Oso Hadavar Nase Barov Hazmanim. Whether that's going to happen, something's going to happen a lot and often. Vehu Hadavar Hativi, something natural. O Shehaya Ba'akroi Vehu Amofis, or something unusual. And that's the moment, that's what we call Nes. So the Rambam basically has said, this machlokas that I'm about to mention is not a machlokas really in halacha, but it's a machlokas in hashkafa. And that is the Rambam really, what did he just do? He just said that all of Nes is really teva. There's no such thing as what we call Nes. Oh, something happened. It's just that we're not used to it. We're not used to it, but it's really teva. And the Rambam says, that's what all of these ideas mean, that they're all created bein hashmashos. The Shamir and the Aton and the Mun. What does that mean? Hashem pre-programmed it at the last few moments of bein hashmashos of Ma'aseh Bereishis. He already pre-programmed these nisim into the world. Says the Rambam then, so why are these all singled out? These 10, there were other nisim in the history. V'shem Atomar, im kolam osim ninu b'teva, osin advarim, madu yiftu ilu ha'asara. What's so special about these 10? So says the Rambam, no, these were the only 10 that were stuck in the last moment of Ma'aseh Bereishis. All the other ones, Kriyas Yamsuf, it's not on the list. So Kriyas Yamsuf was already Nivra when water was created, earlier in Ma'aseh Bereishis. What about the other Nisim that occurred, the sun and the moon? That was on Wednesday. On Yom Ravi, when the sun and the moon were created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also programmed that. Right? Ela Amar, She'elu Ha'isa Asiyasa Bein Hashmashos Bilvad. V'shaha Mofsim Nitnu B'teva HaDavar She'nasu Bo Ba'is Asiyasa B'tchila. So that's the Shamir, is just an example of all the Nisim that took place during Ma'aseh Bereishis. Yeah. Hashem created the world. I don't think he's looking back and not doing anything right now, because we know he's Bechadish B'chol Yom Tamid. He's breathing life into the world every second. But he's not breathing life that he's going to change something.
Right, but
Chas B'Shalom, we'd rather not expand that, right?
What I'm saying is kind of...
Right, one cannot, obviously, assume that's the Rambam would say that. Hashem is still the Mashgiach. still Hashgacha Pratis, but in terms of changing nature, that, you know, that would reflect an imperfection, and therefore the Rambam is against that. That's the Rambam. The Ramban and most other Mefarshim, I would say, hold just the opposite. Hold just the opposite, and that is, it's not that all of Nes is really Teva, but all of Teva is really Nes. Right, the most famous place where the Ramban says this is the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, which many of you have seen. In the context where the Ramban is discussing why there's so many mitzvos, Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. But if you think about mitzvos, how many mitzvos do we have to remember Matan Torah? Maybe one. Berachas HaTorah in the morning. Maybe that's a mitzvah. How many mitzvos do we have to remember that the walls fell down Yericho? Hoshana Rabbah, if a minute to blow shofar. How many mitzvahs do we have to remember Hashem kept us in the tents? One, Sukkos. How many mitzvahs do we have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? About 13. 15. Right? Mezuzah, Tefillin, Pesach, Matzah, Pidyon HaBen, Shabbos. You go through the whole list. You know, there's a whole... Oh, so why so many mitzvahs? Why so many mitzvahs? Okay, it's a defining event, but there are many defining events in our history. So says the Ramban, he deals with the fact that there are many types of Ovdei Avodah Zarah in the world. There are those that deny God totally, Chas V'Shalom. There are those that say God created the world and then he left. There are those that say he created the world, he's still here, but he's not all-powerful. How does the Rambam undermine all of these, how does Hashem undermine all of these non-believers all at once in one fell swoop? He does a Nes. A Nes shows that Hashem is here, and Hashem is involved, and Hashem is all-powerful. That's what the Ramban says. That's what a Nes does. But Hashem can't do Nisim throughout history every day. That would take away Bechira Chachis. So every once in a while, he does an ace to remind us. When was the most miraculous period of time throughout history? Yetzias Mitzrayim, which includes Makas Bechoros and Kriyas Yamsuf. That whole period. Says the Ramban, that's why there are so many mitzvahs Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because as we go through life, we live in a period where there are no Nes Nigles, we remember that time so much, so we remember that just like then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved, so too today. And then the Ramban has his line. Umin ha-nisim ha-gedolim ha-mufursamim, through the miraculous open events, adamode benisim ha-nistarim. You admit to the Nisim Nistarim waking up in the morning and breathing as a Nes. Shehem Yisora Torah Kula. She'ein la'adam chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. A person doesn't have a chelek in Torah. Ad shenamen, until we believe. B'chol dvareinu migreinu, about all of our happenings. She'kulam Nisim. Ein b'hem teva u'minhago shel olam. Bein b'rabba mei b'yachin. No such thing as teva. Just the opposite in Hashkafa of the Rambam. The Rambam says, oh, what's the machlokas about? Okay, maybe it's not a machlokas, but a machlokas in Hashkafa. Whether all of Teva is Nes, all of Nes is Teva. That came out of the Shamir discussion that we had yesterday. Mechadish b'chubu tuva b'chol yom tamid is more of a kasha on... More of a pashas for the Ramban. More of a pashas for the Ramban. Yes, most of the Farshim assume, like the Ramban, really we look at everything as Nes. It's the Meshech Chachma also, the beginning of Pashas B'chukosai discusses it, that the Gemara has two Ma'amarim. One Gemara says that if you say Ashri every day, then you're a Ben Olam Haba. One-way ticket. The other Gemara says in Shabbos, I think, that if you say Halal HaGadol every day, you're a Machari from a Gadef. If you say the Hodul Hashem Kido Kilim Chasto, then the Shem Shavlenu Zachalana Kilim Chasto, all the Kilim Chasto, if you say that whole Halal every day, you're a blasphemer. So what's the difference? They're both Prakim of Tehillim. So the Meshech Chachma says, no, Ashri reflects nature. Halal HaGadol reflects Nisim. Shem Shavlenu Zachalanu, O Melech HaBashan, Kilim Chasto. Person says Halal HaGadol every day. That means he's the only Makar that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the Nisim. That's a Machari from a Gadef. Somebody says Ashri every day, then he's Modeh, that not only is Hashem in charge of Nisim, but in charge of Teva. So then that's a Ben Olam Haba. So Meshech Chachma, the beginning of Parashas Pukukosai, I'm Vodasati Geshmeichem Be'ita. Okay, so we are up to Gittin Daf Samach Tes. So one of my Chaverim yesterday sent me an email. What are you doing with tomorrow's Daf? What are you doing with tomorrow's daf? We have today, the entire daf is a list of medicines. For this disease, you do this. So, we have to, we're going to have a little daf yomi flexibility here in terms of what we're allowed to discuss related to the daf. We usually try to keep it connected somewhat. Today we might be a little more flexible, but we'll try to keep it somewhat connected. But we still read the words, and we have to remember the words of the Marsha that we did yesterday. Very important words of the Marsha. Why are these time to daf them here? To show that every chachma is in Shas. Whether we don't appreciate every chachma, appreciate these medicines. We said, we've mentioned from the Yam Shel Shlomo, the Chayim of the Gaonim, that we're not allowed to use these medicines b'zman hazeh for various reasons. The Chavos Yair writes that you can't use them because we don't know exactly what the words mean. We don't exactly know how much to use, the mixtures to use. Hey mitzad heder yedias pirush amilos. Hey mitzad heder yedias kamosan. Right, the amount. Hey mitzad hishtanu adaras vativim. Or maybe things changed over time. So for any of these reasons, they might not be effective today. Or we might not understand them today. So that's why there's a cherem of the Gaonim that we're not allowed to use these medicines bizman hazeh. But it's still Torah, it's still part of Shas. And that's why we use them. There are some Rishonim, the more Nevuchim writes this, the Rambam, that maybe, okay, he doesn't say this explicitly, it seems to be he says this in more Nevuchim, that maybe it's not an obligation for us to believe the MS of items in Shas that do not have to do with Torah, but have to do with the science of the times. He has a piece like that in more Nevuchim, in Gimel Yud Dalet in more Nevuchim. Al tavak sheni l'ta'im masha amru b'inyanei hatchuna im ha-matzav kafi shehu. Don't ask me about what they say regarding that in reality. Everything mentioned in terms of science in the Gemara, in Chazal, is not because they had a Mesorah from that, it was a Nevuah, that we have to believe it. So the Rambam seems to leave open the possibility that science ideas in Shas maybe, you know, went by the science of the times. Not everyone has that belief. Other Rishonim, especially some Achronim, say every letter, and what we try to believe, is every letter and word in Shas is MS. We just might not know how it's MS. And it was MS in certain ways, but which we might understand. That's the stated very explicitly by the Nodabi Yehuda. And after this, we'll actually start the list of medicines. The Nodabi Yehuda writes in a tshuva, mentioned this in the past, in Evan Ezer, Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Tes. Amazing tshuva. The letter was, he got a question, Shaila was, you know, this guy is getting married, his nephew is going out with a girl whose father-in-law, future father-in-law, has the same name as him. That's the Shaila. So what do you say about the Shidduch? Where the son-in-law and the father-in-law is going to have the same name. So, the Nodabi Yehuda says, I know you are referring to the Sefer Chasidim. In the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, he writes, this shouldn't be done, you shouldn't get married with the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law, father-in-law, son-in-law, the same name. So I know why you're asking me that question. Da Talmidei HaChaviv. So the first paragraph is explaining that issue. Listen to me, my child. Keep this on your heart. Remember this klal. Anybody who lived after Shas is not allowed to say anything against Shas. You want to argue with a Rishon? You want to argue with an Achron? Maybe you have the power. If you're a Moshe Feinstein, you have the power to argue. You could have a Deya. You're a major leaguer. But anything in Shas, not allowed to argue on. V'ha'omer davar listar kutso yud midivrei ha-Talmud lo yechashiv bechlal chachmei Yisrael. If somebody says anything to go against the Gemara, he is not considered one of the Balei HaMesorah. V'yamnam, so what do you do when you find a great rabbi who you know is one of the Goli Ador who says something against Shas? So you have two options. Either they're not one of the Goli Yisrael, which you not really don't want to say, or they didn't really say something against Shas, and we didn't really understand what they said. Those are your two options. That he writes something against Shas. Chayavim anu l'mashchonu nafshin l'tariz dvarav. Shlodibe rak l'sha, ol l'mishpacha pratis. He says, and that's what you find a lot by Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Because in his tzava, in his will, you find a number of items that are against what it says in Shas. And that's a problem. For example, he says, you're not allowed to marry your niece. The Gemara says, it's a mitzvah to marry your niece. He says a father and a son are not allowed to marry two sisters. Rav Papa and his son marry two sisters. Hu Omer, two brothers shouldn't marry two sisters. You find in the Gemara that there were 80 pairs of brothers that marry sisters. So you find many items that are in the Gemara that Rav Yehuda HaChassid goes against. So what do you have to say? But he's not one of the Balei HaMesorah. You'd rather not say that. So rather, says the Nodabi Yehuda, what do you have to say? It must be that his Sava was only meant for his family, not for all of Klal Yisrael. He saw Baruch Kacho that these zivugim would not be Ola Yafa for his family. So therefore he said his family should not follow these these laws. That's what the Tzavua was written for his family, because some of them are against Shas. So that's what that's the first half of his Shuva. That's why he says you don't have to worry about this halacha, and you can go ahead with the Shidduch. Right? Why am I bringing this here? Because that's to do with not arguing with on any tiny little word in Shas, which you got a little different impression from that Rambam, but I think most Svarim would agree with this, what the No Debi Huda says. The second half of the Shuva is for a Shabbat Shuva Drasha, where he says, and anyway, I don't understand why everybody asks me these kinds of shilas. My daughter is going out with somebody who has the same name. How about asking me, the guy doesn't have midos, the guy is not a ben Torah? That they're not interested in. They're interested in, oh, this technical issue. He says, when you're looking into a shidduch, look at the important things. He says, "V'tamahani al rov ha'olam shelaseis bitam la'am ha'aretz who pashu datzlam ve'ino choshi li'imana." No problem. V'hu neged divrei chazal. Why, if you give your daughter to an am ha'aretz, ki l'kofto manicha l'fnei ha'ari u'l'ischatin and serve me rabbanon sheshmo k'mo sheim sholin. Oh, that they have shilas about. He says, I'm going to say what the value system is. It says the Ode B'Yehuda in Prague, talking about value systems, 1700s. Okay, that's an Ode B'Yehuda about following Shas. Now we move on. Here we go. Five lines from the bottom. Lidma deresha, for a headache that causes blood. Lidma deresha, lacy shervina uvina va'asadra. You should bring cedar and willows and other types of willows. Vizesa the chilfa and other types of leaves. The chilfa the yamen, leaves that grow by the yam. The yavla and another type of herb. Velish lukinu b'hadi adadi and cook them all together. Velintol tlas meyakasiya hagisa deresha. Utlas meyakasiya hagisa deresha. Pour 300 cupfuls of this mixture on each side of the man's head who's having these issues. V'ilo, and if it didn't work, lacy varda chivra, bring a white rose, t'choy b'chadara, that only has leaves growing on one side. V'lish l'kei, and cook it v'lintol, she's in katia ha'gisa d'resha, she's in katia ha'gisa d'resha. Again, pour 60 cups of each of it on each side of the head, period. L'tzlichta, what does that mean? Rashi says, you have a headache of half your head. Lacy tanagola bra, bring a wild chicken. Right, we know about Tarnagola Bras from yesterday. They like Shamirs. Velishkate bezuza chivra, and shecht it with a coin that you sharpen the edge of it over the guy's head. Ahugis at the kayevle, on that side of the head that hurts. Vinizdar mitbe, but just make sure from the blood, glolis minhela ene. Make sure the blood doesn't go into his eyes. Because it's good for the head, but it's not good to go into the eyes. Velitzle besifa debava, and then hang it on his doorway. Techiyayel chayepe, vechinafa chayepe. When he goes in and out of his house, he'll brush against it, and that has refuah capabilities. Livruksi, we're going from top to bottom in terms of diseases. We started with the head, now we're going a little down. Livruksi, for an eye ailment, Rashi says, holy bishop ayin, lacy akraba the chef chumri, bring in a scorpion that had seven colors on it. Rashi says, the older the scorpion gets, the more colors it has on it. So a very colorful scorpion. V'niyab she betula, and dry it in the shade, meaning not in the sun. V'nishchok tarti manta kochla v'chada manta mine, and mix it with dirt, and take 2/3 dirt and 1/3 from it, the dust from the scorpion. V'limle t'lasa mikachle b'hayena, v'tlasa mikachle b'hayena, and fill up three michchols, three little cups made out of a feather of a bird, and put each of them in, pour them in, three of them in each eye. Tfelo limli, but don't do more than that. Dilo pakaene. If you do a little more, sometimes you take too much medicine, it makes you sick. Too little medicine, you got to take exact amounts. Period. Asks Tosfos Livruksi from here. Right, there is Tosfos even on these lines. Right, Tosfos says, what do you mean? From here, it sounds like Vruksi has a refuah. Right, because for a vruksi, this is what you do. But what do you mean? In Bechoros, where it lists off all the mumin of people and animals, it considers vruksi a mum kavua, a mum that's permanent, and therefore it's a trefa. So therefore, how could the Gemara here seems to say it has a refuah? Tosis has an amazing chiddush. V'yomer Rabbeinu Yitzchak, to kol ma she'ino over me'elav, o al yedei refuah kala, choshev mum kavua. If you have to use, if it's a mum that will not get better by itself, that's called a mum kavua. But if it gets better with medicine or with, right, you're doing something, that's called a mum kavua. That's amazing. Some of the mum kavuas then, according to Tosfos, in Bechoros, are not really permanent in the sense that you can't get rid of them. It's permanent if you don't do anything. But if you can do something, so then that's, even though it's a mum kavua right now, but you'll be able to get out of it and then make the animal not a trefa if you could heal it.
Even after it's healed, it's not
considered a mum. Like, what about you, right? You can take it away. You take it away. That's an amazing chiddush, right? Because how could that be? Mum kavua in the Gemara is like, that's permanent. Purim, you can't get rid of it. So Tosfos gives a different answer. Inami, maybe here it doesn't. The refuah here doesn't mean you're gonna take it away. I'm sorry. Tosfos answers a different answer. Tosfos says refuah the hacha adam motziyana b'chilas acholi. Here it's when your first stages of bruksi. So then that can be healed. The later stages of bruksi cannot be healed. That's what the Gemara there is talking about. That's the second answer. A third answer. Some say maybe here it doesn't really mean to be healed. It just means to make it a little better for you. But it'll always remain. It'll always remain. The Rishash suggests here maybe there's a difference between Adam and Behema. There, it's a Behema Mum. So on an animal, maybe it's a Mum Kavua, cannot be healed. But here it's talking about a person Mum, so maybe that's why it's not a Mum Kavua. Okay. L'shviri Delelia, back to line 5, for night blindness. Neshi Shudrabarka, bring a rope of animal hair. V'neser chada kara mina v'chada kara mikaba, and tie his leg to one of them, and tie the other rope to a dog. V'nitcher v'yenuka chaspa basre, and have some children break shards, break kli cheris behind it, v'leim relay, and let them chant. Asa kalba, asa tarnagola. Rashi says this means old dog, mad chicken. Well, so Rashi says it's a lachash. Right, you're allowed to do these types of incantations for refuah. The Gemara in Shabbos says anything that's refuah ein bo mishum darki ha'emori. Shabbos Samach Zayin. Anything that is refuah for medicinal purposes that's not included in v'chukosem oselechu, that's not included in darki ha'emori. So the Rashba there says in Masechta Shabbos, the Rashba says even if we're not sure that it's a refuah beduka umenusa. This is the Rashba's chiddush there in Shabbos Samach Zayin. That even if you're not sure, if it's not a bona fide refuah, it hopefully works. It's worked for somebody. That's enough to make it mutter. That's what the Rashba says. Other Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva writes, no, only if you know for sure it works, then you're allowed to use it. Besides that, it's darkei amori, right? It's an avera. So here, you know, it seems like maybe Rashi is saying it's a lachash. Maybe this is known to work. If it's known to work, then everybody would agree. If not, then this seems to be a riot to the Rashba that, you know, if as long as it works sometimes, that's good enough, you might as well try it. So what do? You have these children behind him for the night blindness. They do this chant. V'ligvi shev umsa mishivi bati. And then you bring 7 raw pieces of meat from 7 houses. V'lizvinu niyalei betzinor d'dasha. And then you have those owners of the houses bring the piece of meat to this person who's suffering in his doorway. V'nechlinu b'kilkule d'masa. And he'll eat it in the dump of the city. So kilkule, on the side of quotes, that's the targum for me ashpos yarem evyon. Ashpes kilkule. Basar hachi, and after he eats that, lifsho chudra barka, v'neim rachi, he should untie the rope that's been around his leg and around the leg of the dog, and say the following, shavriri deploni barpulisa, the blindness of so-and-so, meaning me, shavkinu leploni barpulisa, leave him, v'lichru lakaba bibavisa de'ene, and then blow out into the pupil of the eye of the dog. Blow out into the pupil of the eye of the dog. Period. So before we move on, a little bit connected, but again, today we'll have a little flexibility. When you belong in the eye of the dog, I assume that's happening in a way that's not Tzar Bala Chaim. Right? You're not allowed to do painful, but right? Tzar Bala Chaim, you're allowed to kill animals to eat them, but you can't have them in pain. So assume it's not Tzar Bala Chaim. What is the makar for Tzar Bala Chaim? What's the makar in Shas for Tzar Bala Chaim? In Shas. The makar in Shas for Tzar Bala Chaim. The answer is? Chayush of two animals together. That's in the Eben Ezra. Right? We're in Shas. So talk about, what's the makar in Shas v'Tzar Chaim? The answer is there is none. There is no makar in Shas v'Tzar Chaim. It says many times in Shas, Tzar Bala Chaim, Daraisahi. Tzar Bala Chaim, how can it be done? What's the makar? Dichsiv, Minalan. Doesn't say anywhere. It says Minchas Asher makes a Sa'ara. In Dvarim and Simen Nun Aleph. He says, where's the makar? And if you look in the Mefarshim, there are 11 sources suggested by the Mefarshim. Right, so what is the makar for Tzar Bala Chaim? Rashi and Shabbos said it's learned there from last week's parsha. Right, the mitzvah of unloading an animal if it's under a heavy load. The mitzvah of prika. Oh, so that's the makar of Tzar Bala Chaim. The Shita Mekubet says quotes. Maybe it's based on Mosachsom Shor Bedisho. You're not allowed to muzzle your. Also, last week's parsha. You're not allowed to muzzle your animal when it's eating because you have to let it eat. Tzar Bala Chaim. The Ritva quotes is Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Mor Nevu and the Rabbi and the Mor Nevuchim quotes amazing makar. Where's the makar? By Bilam, where the donkey says, "Why are you hitting me?" That's the makar. Almai kizes hazon chazesh shalosh regalim. Right, that's the makar for Tzar Bala Chaim. Sefer Haridim quotes, it's a mitzvah of a halachta bedrachav. Just like Hashem is compassionate, so do you have to be compassionate for your animals. Others say, the Yavit says, it's the makor that we had at the end of the previous parak. You have to feed your animals before you feed yourself. Right, the last line in HaOmer. That's the makor. Another makor is learned out. The Chasam Sofer says, V'racham aval kol ma'asav. Pasuk in Ashrei. It keeps going. The Gavus and the Minchas Ashrei. He puts all these together. Right, so you have all of these makoros. The others say it's Oso Ves Beno. Oso Ves Beno. Shiluach HaKan. Others say, you know, about the kilayim of working two animals together. What's going on here? So many makoros are one din? What's the message? Says the Minchas Asher, an unbelievable, beautiful piece. He writes this in a number of places, Rashi Weiss. Sometimes there's an idea that is not commanded and it's not a mitzvah, but you know that's Ratzon Hashem. You know that's Ratzon Hashem. It's no makar, but it's not musar. You know it's a halacha and it's a mitzvah, but this is Ratzon Hashem. Example, Tzar Balachayim. Ratzon Hashem, of course, this is Ratzon Hashem. You're going to say that Hashem doesn't want you. Hashem wants you to torture animals. This is obviously Ratzon Hashem. It's another category of halacha in the world. Another example, he says, the mitzvah of chinuch. What's the makor of chinuch? Some say it's to be mechanic for children. The yadativ, a pasuk by Avraham Avinu. Some say it's derabanan, chinuch, that your children should follow the derech Hashem. It's obvious Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem. It's the fifth Shulchan Aruch, what we would call. But that's why there's so many possibilities of makaros, because really the makar is Ratzon Hashem. They're saying, what's the smach? What's the connection to it? But there are a number of examples of this where he talks about what is Ratzon Hashem. And he actually talks about this on, where does he talk about this? He talks about it on Parshas Kisavo. Arur asher lo yakim es divrei ha-Torah hazot. This week's Parsha. We have to uphold the Torah. How do you uphold the Torah, but not just doing the 613, but by doing even Ratzon Hashem? This week's Parsha, we're going to mention it at the Shabbos table this week on the Pasuk. There it is. Right, don't tell me that Daf Samach Ches and Gittin didn't teach us anything. But that's the Tzar Balei Chaim, right, that when you blew in the pupil of the eye, it was for sure not in the Derech of Tzar Balei Chaim. Okay, let's continue. L'shvirei d'yamama, third white line. For day blindness, l'shvirei shuva sumke, one should bring seven spleens, migave d'chiyusa, from animals, then itvinu achas padumna, and roast them on the shards of a bloodletter. And let the person who has this blindness sit inside the house, and the other person who could see sit outside the house. And let the blind person say, I need to eat, give me to eat. And the one who could see says, okay, go eat. And after he eats, Lisfer lechazmi should break the shard. Dilo hadri lave, because if he doesn't break it, the disease will come back. What do you do for a nosebleed? Lacy gaber kohen to shmei Levi. Bring a kohen whose name is Levi. The lift of Levi lemafrei and have him write the word Levi backwards. Vilo lacy inishmi alma, or have anybody else come. The lift of Levi and write the following phrase backwards. Ana papi shila bar sumki lemafrei. Vilo, and if not, nichtavei lei hachi. Let him write the following. Tam deliba me kasef. The taste of silver water in a pail. Tam delib may pagum, or the taste in a water that is pagum. That is pagum. What is the definition of pagum? What does pagum mean? So generally, that doesn't just mean, it can mean like disgusting, dirty water. But halacha, pagum means something serious. What does pagum mean? Chachatchila was supposed to use wine that's not pagum for Birchas HaMazon and for Kiddush and Abdallah. So what does pagum mean? Just means that it was dirty? What if you put your finger in it? Right, but at the Seder, we put our fingers in the Dam Tzvardei, and then we use that wine. Doesn't seem like the wine is, put your finger in its pagum. Halachically, pagum means wine that somebody drank from. That's what pagum means. It's written in Hilchas Birchas HaMazon, not in Hilchas Kiddush first. It's mentioned there too. Hilchas Birchas HaMazon and Kuf Pei Beis. Tzorach Shalot Yehei Pagum, Sheim Shasa Mimenu, Pagamo. If somebody drank from it, it's pagum. Avalam Shavach Mimenu L'toch Yado, but if you poured some from it, Ein Pekach Klum, that doesn't make it pagum. If you poured some out, that's not pagum. Or if you put your finger in, that's not pagum. And the halacha is, how do you make something unpagum? By pouring something that's, pouring non-pagum wine onto the pagum wine. You always go by what's poured in. If you drank wine, you're like, oh, I don't want to finish this. You pour it back into your bottle of wine, then you finish. The whole bottle of wine is now pagum. What you have to do, that's why the minhag of Yisrael is to first pour some from the bottle into the cup. So now that whole wine is now non-pagum, and then you pour it back into the wine. Because it always goes by what's on top. By the way, it's not only, I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes, it's not only wine. Let's say you have up till you're missing some wine at the top of your coast. Got to put in some water. It doesn't ruin it either. Put in a little bit of water. It's going to be a little diluted, but you don't have to use wine to keep it on pugum. You can use any liquid. Continue. It says pugum, maybe lo lysi ikra. That doesn't work for the blindness. Vi lo lysi ikra das pasta. Bring the root of the espasta bush. The ashlut priyatika and the rope of an old bed. The kurtasa umariki, the sumka de oliva, a number of other herbs. The niklinu bahadiyadadi and burn them together. The lysi gvava de imra and then bring a ball of wool. The nigdol tarti psilta and make two strands of these items. The litmish bechala and roll them in vinegar so it gets sticky. The nigdavil bekitma hadain and then roll them in the ashes of all of these items so it sticks to these. To these strands, v'nesam nechirei, put those in the nose, and that will stop the bleeding. V'ilo, lechzi amas hamayim, the azas mi'mizuch chalbi marav. Or, if that doesn't work, find an aqueduct that goes from east to west. V'nifsa v'nekam chadkar alahagisa, and then stand with your legs on opposite sides of the aqueduct. V'nishkol tina b'yadi d'yamina, mitu d'kar d'smala, and take mud with your right hand from under your left foot. U'b'yadi d'smala, mitu d'kar d'yamina, and take mud with your left hand, that's under your right foot. Again, this is all, there's a lot here. As we started off by saying by the Marsha that we don't this was medicine in those times. Vinigdol tarti psilta de imra, and then again take two strands of nitmanish patina and get the mud stuck on these strands. Vinesav nechira and put those in your nose. Vilo, and if that doesn't work, lay save two de marzava. Let him go sit under a gutter or a spout. Vinaisu maya, and then pour water into the gutter. Velishdu ale, and let him drink. Let it fall on him. Velaimru, let them say. Ki hechi de paski hani maya lusok dame de plenty by plenty. So just like the water stops, so too the blood of this guy should stop. L'dama da asimi puma. Let's say a man has blood coming out of his mouth. But kinan le begila de chitzo. You check him with a straw made out of wheat. If the blood sticks to the straw, you know the blood is coming from the lungs. And there's a takana. And if not, if it doesn't stick, it's coming from the liver. And there's no takana. Oh, I forgot to mention that at the beginning, I wanted to start off with this. This is one of my favorite. This is one of my father's favorite dafim in Shas. You know, a lot of it is all about what you're familiar with. And if you're a doctor of certain diseases, one could try to say, "Wow, this is what they did," and they try to figure out the acidity and the what's going on here and what this could be connected to. So he's fascinated by this daf. I'll just give you another example. I remember one of my friends used to be a rav in Midtown Manhattan at one of the shuls there. He used to be assistant rabbi there, and he told me one time after laning, a recent Baal Tshuva came over to him and said, "This was an amazing parsha. It was Parsha's Truma." So he said, "Really? Other people find this not one of the most exciting parshias." So he said, "Rabbi, I have to tell you, I'm an architect. And I just read over this parsha in the English, and it's fascinating, the exactness of the detail and how many are listed, and the intricacies of how everything hooks together, and the curtains, and the wood, and the sockets. It's amazing." So my friend said, "Yeah, it's amazing." Right? So it's all about what our background is and what we're inspired by the more we know about something. So again, we're not inspired by maybe some of these lines in the Dafim. We kind of smirk, but it's all about what we're used to, and you know we have to just keep ourselves inspired by every word in Shas. Okay, Amile Rabbi Amile Ravashi Ba'anan Ifchatnan. 1 second, you're telling me that if it sticks to the straw, the blood is coming from the lung, but if it doesn't stick, it's from the liver, and that's much worse. It's more dangerous to have liver issues, but then we learn in the Mishnah Chulin by the Treifas. What's a Treifa? A Treifa is where the liver is taken out and there's nothing left. And a lung, even if it's a little bit, has a danger to it. That's already a problem. So you see, if the covet is out, if the liver is out, that's much more. You see from the lung, even if you're just missing a little bit of the lung, it's more dangerous. The liver only if it's totally out. So how could our refuah, our state of mitzius, shows that the liver is more of a serious issue? Amarle, no. Kiva to be pumi kaasi. If its blood's already coming out of the mouth. It took longer to get from the lung to the mouth than from the liver to the mouth. If it came from the liver to the mouth, so then you already know you're in big trouble. The liver is probably totally dissolved and there's big tsaris. We mentioned though, if it's from the lung, there is a takan, there is a refuah. My takan, was the refuah. Lazy shivakuni mi pirma de silka. Take 7 fistfuls of sliced beets. The shivakuni pirma de karsi. And 7 fistfuls of sliced karsi. What's karsi? Leek. Karsi's coming up. Rosh Hashanah is one of the simanim, right? Sheyichrusu soneinu. Get the karsi ready. The chamisha kunei preda, right? And five fistfuls of preda, another type of herb. The tlasa kunei de tilfachi, and three fistfuls of lentils. The kuna de kamona, and some cumin. The kuna de chavli. Ukenegdan, and in a parallel weight of all these things, kansa patirta, the fat of a firstborn animal. The licha v'lecha v'lishdi abasre, v'licho, and cook it up and eat it. V'lishdi abasre shikra harif, and drink a cup of sharp beer afterwards. The teves, and do it in teves. Okay, lakacha for a toothache. Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, we're going down. We did the eyes, we did the nose, now we're doing the teeth. Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, lacy tuma yichida, bring a clove of garlic. V'nimr seba mishcho milcha, and smear it with oil and salt. V'nisviat tufri di elyon, and put it on a fingernail. Diahu gisa the kaivle, and then put it on the side of the mouth where the tooth hurts. V'neheder legadan for the lisha, and wrap it in a ring of dough. V'nizar labisre the kasha lechivre, and make sure the garlic does not touch the skin, because it will bring saras. Kashi lechivra. It'll bring saras. So I could have spoken about here, maybe at the end we will, other items that are mentioned in Shas that bring saras. One of them is eating fish and meat together. The whole sugya of eating fish and meat together, washing your mouth out, that's what the Gemara in Pesachim says, kashi lecharas. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, kuf tezayin. Saref li zoher shalecho basur v'dog biyachad. V'bneisha kashi lecharas. That's why we still are makbid, to have a drink, to have a separate fish fork. So that's a big sugya. Maybe if at the end, if we have time to go into that discussion, we will. But that's kashu l'saras, kashu l'chivra. L'chinchi, for chinchi, if somebody has pain with his molars, so what does he do? Four steps. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, number one. Chumse b'mamru v'ikara de chumse adav b'mamru v'nintko b'pume. First, what he does to stop the swelling, honey, look, to stop the swelling, is to put all these herbs together. Livshule, but then after he stops the swelling, he wants to get all the pus into one place to create abscesses. Lysi pari de rejnafias, he should bring bran, vitalfachi bafrayo, and lentils still with the dirt where they grew, vishuvlulisa, vachumrsa de kshusa, and these other herbs, vininkod kaambuza bapumi, and put a nut size of all of this in his mouth. That'll create the abscesses. Liftuche, then you want them to burst to get out the pus. Limfachle chavre, tichle. So a person should, chivarta, begilu dechitza. His friend should blow into a straw, a wheat straw, into his mouth. La asuke, so now you got the pus out, so now you want new skin to grow there. So to get new skin to grow there, lacy afra mitul de bezakise, bring dirt from the shaded area of the bathroom, v'nigvol bedufsha, and knead it in honey, v'nechel, and then eat it, the mailele, that will be good for him. Livarsim for another sickness that comes from the head and goes to the nose. Lysi, kipistacha de nishtar, bring some gallnut, v'chiam guza de chalbanisa de shenisa, and some right, a chalbana, right, one of the ktores, umali tarvada de shachivra, and a spoonful of white honey, umali nats, labas machuza, chamer nikita, and a natsleful of clear wine. V'nishtal kinabad yadad, and cook them all together, v'chi bashal nishtar, bashal kule, and you know when the gallnut is cooked, you know everything else is cooked. You know, sometimes you taste something, if this is ready, if this is softened already, then everything is ready. Below, if you don't have that, to take care of your parsum, get a revias of white goat's milk. Vinitviat plus kalfe karba, and drip it on three heads of cabbage. Vinifrashe begavzu de marmahin, and stir it in this gavzu de marmahin, which is also a herb. Vibasha gavzu de marmahin, bashali kuli. And when that's done, you know that everything is done. Vilo, and if you don't have that, lacy nafki de kalbachivra, take some soa, some excrement of a white dog, v'nigva benatva, and again, this is a dangerous disease, that's why you take all, even these types of items, v'nigva benatva, and you dip it in balsam to make it smell good, and use that. V'kama de'efshar nafka v'onechal, and if you don't have to use this last solution, you know, better not to, because that's the mifrik, because eating the soa of the animal will cause your bones to not be in a good state. Lagira, if somebody has very sharp pains, a gear is an arrow in Aramaic. Somebody has very sharp pains. Laisi gira delelsa, bring arrows from in a hailstorm. Sometimes certain hail is shaped like an arrow. So bring those. Vinifche, vinishte mayelav. Vinishte, turn it upside down, pour water on it next to him, and he should drink that water. Vilo, laisi mimay de ishti minayo kaba belelya. And if not, just bring water that a dog drank from at night. But make sure it wasn't in a state where a snake could have drunk for it at night, because that's Mayim Giluyim. That's also quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Interesting, there are many items in the Gemara that are supposedly dangerous. onions open left at night, a gully egg, many things in the Gemara that are dangerous. Not all of them made it to the Shulchan Aruch. Two of the ones that made it to the Shulchan Aruch is what I mentioned before, eating meat and fish, and the other one is Mayim Galuyim. But it made it to the Shulchan Aruch as a... Then he rejected it. Kufte Zayin, Mash in Yardea, Mashkem Shinis Galu, liquids that were revealed, Asrim Chachamim, Chazal say you can't eat them, the Chashinun, Shema Shasa Nachash Mehem, maybe a Nachash drank from them, Behitabam Eretz, he deposited poison in them. The Achshav Shein Nachashim Mitsuyim, Beinenu, Mutter. So Shulchan Aruch quotes it and then says you don't have to worry about it in a place where snakes aren't going around and depositing liquid in the poison in the liquid. Later, Achronim, the Vilna Gaon talks about it. Maybe we should be nizer about it today, but that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and then rejected. Vaiter Ligi Luya. So, what happens if somebody drank Mayim Galuyim? What's the remedy? Anpekad the Chaimer Chaya. Drink a revius of undiluted wine. Lumursa for another type of disease. For Mursa. Anpekad the Chaimer of Ala Talana. Also, drink a wine with ohel with another type of herb that makes it smell good. Lepiracha de Liba for a faint heart. Lasi Tlas Burushai Sidasari. Bring loaves of barley bread. Finish Tarina Bakamcha to go Abri La Abba on Yomen and soak it in porridge, kamchas like kutach habavli imzachem, that didn't have, that's not 40 days old, v'neichav v'nishtia basraya chamer marka, and eat it, and then drink diluted wine after it. Amalei Rabbi Chaim b'Dittel Ravina, because you had the brach libe, you're going to drink that for a faint heart? That's going to give you a faint heart. Can't drink that. So Amalei, ano liopa deliba amar, you're right, no, I meant that for a heavy heart. Right, where he feels pain, not a faint heart. Lepircha deliba, what about a faint heart? What do you do for that? Lazy flats, brew, shaisa, dechiti, bring wheat bread. Vinishta rinu, bedufsha, and soak it in honey. Vinecha, vinishta, az basrayo chamachaya, and drink undiluted wine after it. Litzarcha deliba, for heart pain. Lazy flats, beinina, bring three egg-sized fulls of mint. Ubiyasa de kamuna, and an egg size of cumin. Ubiyasa de shimshimi, and of sesame. Vilecha, and eat it. Kai may, what about for pain in the intestines? Stomach aches. Lazy tlas may appeal poli arichta. Bring 300 long pepper stalks. V'chal yomi nishti mea minaya b'chamer. Dip those in wine and drink 100 of them each day for 3 days. Rabin de minnarish, abilei labarta de ravashi mea b'chamshin. He made for the daughter of ravashi 150 of them. V'hani didon v'asya, and she was healed. L'kirtza, for a worm in the intestines. Anpaka d'chamer v'atrafai da'ara. Take a cup full of wine with a ara'a leaf. L'kirtza chivra, for a different type of worm. Lacey, bizra, galgila, v'nitzairi, b'shistik. Take a galgila seed and put cotton on it. V'nitzairi b'mayan, dip it in water, v'nishte, and drink of it as darami bente, and but don't let the kernel of the seed touch you. V'lo min kvalei l'ma'ene, make sure it's covered with the other ingredients, because if not, it's going to cut your intestines. It's sharp. L'mesar, somebody is having shilshul, and he wants to, you know, close himself up, he wants to constipate himself a little bit, sisin retiva b'maya, take this moist herb in water. L'mishra, if he wants to open himself up, the opposite, yaveshta b'maya, take the dry herb in water. V'simanei, how do you remember which is which? Itza retiva, the wet herb, the safranara, closes the water, dams the water. So that's how you remember, the wet one is the one to close you up. L'takla, for a bloated spleen, lacy shave b'nei d'maya. Now we get into some sugyas here, we'll see how much we get through today. If for a bloated spleen, take 7 leeches. V'nivayshinu betula, dry them out. V'kol yomi nishti tarti v'talflas v'chamra. Each day, eat 2 or 3 of them in wine. Right, you're allowed to eat isurim. L'chora, this is takanas nefashos. That you're allowed to eat isurim. There is a gemara in Psachim Chavdalid that isurim are only usur, treif only usur, derech hana asan, the normal way of eating them. But not derech hana, you don't get malchus. Does no malchus mean it's not usur? The Rambam says it's also daraisa, you just don't get malchus. But the Mordechai and Psachim there quotes our Gemara and says, oh, you see from our Gemara, you can eat leeches raw in wine. That's unusual. What that Gemara means, any treif, you're allowed to eat derech hana asan. Mutter. Mutter. Others say, no, it means it's a sakana here. But either way, this is an important Gemara related to that issue. V'ilo, and if that you don't have, if you can't do that, lazy taklet tzvirta delo ifta, bring the spleen of a bird that did not have children, v'nitche b'tanur, and press it against an oven, v'nuke lahadei, and sit him next to it, v'neim and say, k'yecha the yavish haitakla, just like the spleen of this animal dried up, niv yavish taklet deploni bar planisa, my spleen, so-and-so spleen, who is bloated, should also get smaller. V'ilo, and if you can't do that, if you don't have an oven, but put it between the bricks of a new house. V'neim ha'achi, and say the same thing. V'ilo, and if that doesn't work, livki shichva deshachiv b'shabsa. get somebody who died on Shabbos, the nishkale liyade, and hold his hand, the nosve atachle, and put your other hand on his spleen, the nemase, kihechad yavish hayada, just like this hand dried up, niyavish tachle de plenibar planisa, so too the spleen of so-and-so should dry up. Are you allowed to be nana from a mace? Let it be nana from a mace? So that's also asa daraisa according to the number of farshim. The Radvaz says the Rambam holds an asa daraisa. So some suggest maybe it was a goy. But the Radvaz says the Rambam says asa rana from a goy is also daraisa according to some rishonim. Some suggest maybe the hana was only later. The refuah doesn't work right now. It's afterwards. So there's no isur hana from a mace if the hana is only going to come later. That's one of the big shitas. Medical school, right? Anatomy of medical school. Bimenateach mason. How you allowed to do that? So they're non-Jews. So according to some, that's okay. I sarach refuah, but you have to also. I mean, this is also part of it. That's only hanal lachar's man. The Radvaz writes. So that's why others writes. That's why maybe it's another heter. Here it talks about hanah from amis. Vilo naisi beneisav benetve benachla, and if not. I'll tell you a story about holding hands of a mace in a minute. Vilo naisi beinasim nitve beinafla, and if not, bring a fish and roast it by a blacksmith. Vinechle b'mayid beinafla, and eat it in the water of a blacksmith. Vinishti b'mayid beinafla, and drink from the water of a blacksmith. A little more. He is a davishasi ma'ida binafcha. There was a goat that was drinking water from a blacksmith. Ishtachid v'loshtachel etachle, and they shechted him. They saw he did not have a spleen. He did not have a spleen. Vilon, if you don't have that, lift a chavisa the chamer l'shmei. Open up a bottle of wine for yourself. Amleir vacha brei d'rabal or vashi yisle chavisa the chamer l'asi lo kami d'rar. If he had a whole barrel of wine for himself, he wouldn't be sick because the wine would have prevented him from getting sick. Ella margul b'pas shachris the ma'ida the kuli gufa. You know what you should do? Have bread in the morning. That helps the whole guf. Period. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this. It's called Pashakras. Pashakras in the morning, the Gemara says, is a good thing to have. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. The Prima Gadim says, Lav Dafka Pas above a kismet. So we're all safe. You don't have to wash in the morning, even cookies. Pas above a kismet is also good. Period. So I want to end with the story, and then we'll continue with the Rishtacha tomorrow. We have one more Amud related to this. So we see the light. Rav Melech Schechter, Shechter's father, first Shechter's father, once told me a story that there was a Rav in, I think Rav Meisels in Europe, who was a big Charif, who was very sharp. And once somebody came to him, children came to him and said, you know what, our father had a roommate, and I'm sorry, our grandma, I forgot the exact details. Our grandmother had a roommate, our grandmother was Niftara, and she had money under her bed. And we see the money's not there anymore. So we assume the roommate took it. But the roommate's not admitting that she took it. So Rav Meisel says, it's okay, bring her to me. So they brought the woman to her and says, it's fine, I believe you, but you just have to do a tekiyas kaf with the nifter. You know, shake hands with the nifter just to make sure that, I want to make sure that you're okay with it. So she's just fine. Meanwhile, Rav Meisel told one of his talmidim to go under a sheet, pretend to be the nifter, and when you shake the hands, I forgot, maybe it was a man, right? But when we shake hands, hold your hand tight and don't let go. That's what Meisel told him. So the kachave, the man or the woman, who I forgot the details, came to shake the hand. The student didn't let go. It was tight. And right away, she was so shaken up that she admitted right away that she stole the money. So that's how he did it. So Melech Schechter told me that when he was a rabbi in Scranton or Pennsylvania, whenever he was a rabbi for a number of years, he said he once had a case like this. It was a case with a roommate and a similar type of thing. So he said, he worked for a Meisel, I'll do it. He said he called the person involved back, and he says, look, you know, it's fine, but you just have to shake hands with the niftar, with the deceased. So she says, fine. The next day she calls back. She was so spooked out by the whole idea of doing that, she admitted on the spot. So he says, I never had to get to that stage. I don't know if I would have, what I would have done, you know, but I never had to get to that stage anyway. So that was talking about holding hands with the niftar. That's from Melech Schechter, Sephardim Lavracha. So his story is about shaking hands with the niftar. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we'll have one more Amud tomorrow, and then we get back to other Agadotes, and even back to a little bit of Gittin. Okay, we'll stop here.